Chillicothe High School, Lady Hornets of Chillicothe leading the Lady Hornets of Penny High of Hamilton 18-4. Chillicothe comes out with their original starting five: Hannah Jones, Lamer, Campbell, Leatherman, and Parkey. Hamilton, I believe, and there are original five still. Pardon me. Chillicothe inbounds it. They go to Campbell, right wing, hands it to Jones. Baseline right, up top, Leatherman. Left side, Parkey. Three ball, yes, her second tonight. Caitlin Parkey. Parkey with a pair of trays. Jones with a pair of trays. And it's a 17-point lead, 21-4. Right wing for Hamilton. Moore works it against Lamer. Has to give it up. Nowhere to dribble drive. Clevenger feed inside to Bruce. Partially blocked. Jones had it for a minute. Controlled back now. And Parkey with a block that time. A patty cake going on underneath. And Emma Lamer had it for a moment, then was tied up. And possession arrow pointing Hamilton's way. 21-4. Opening minute of the second quarter. There's a nice three ball by Cassie Moore. Her first points tonight. And the team's trays to start the second quarter. 14-point lead, 21-7, three ball. Hannah Jones dances it on the rim, doesn't get it to fall. Referees with a whistle. And Maggie Leatherman with a rebound. And the putback was fouled in the putback. And that is the first one on Cassie Moore. Second team foul. Leatherman at the line looking for her first points. Maggie, first one. Halfway down, sets it on the back of the rim and gets it to fall again. You know, at the Y, you have to call shots like that. That's a pretty incredible shot. Good backspin to pull it back down and get the free throw. Second one off the back of the iron. Parkey had it for a moment, couldn't quite control it. 22-7, Chillicothe by 15, and here comes Hamilton looking to make up a little ground. Moore across the timeline, right wing to Bruce. Bruce and Clevenger have been their most effective offensive weapons so far. They try to feed it inside to Clevenger, loose basketball. She controls it again. They go over to wing to Kip. Chillicothe stepping up their defensive pressure a little bit now. Kip on the right wing, dribbles to home plate. Campbell slides right with her. They go baseline now to Blackburn. That shot doesn't fall. Great rebound by Aaron Campbell. Chillicothe just hasn't allowed Hamilton to get a lot of shots off. Jones, three-pointer. Oh, that one doesn't fall. Rebound and stick back by Campbell doesn't fall, and that's over the back is the whistle. We'll see who it's going to be on. It's going to be on Hamilton. Tegan Bruce, her first. No one on either team with more than one foul. 16 fouls on Chillicothe, 3 on Hamilton. Jones right wing tries to lob it into Parkey. Tipped out of bounds by hustling Cindy Kipp. That's with a Y and two E's. Thank you very much. 6:08 left to play. Second quarter. Feed into Jones. Takes a step in. Gets knocked down. They play on. Shot doesn't fall. She's in a little tall, heavy timber country there. Tried to make something happen. And they play on. Oh, there's a charge as Clevenger tried to throw a pick on Leatherman and failed miserably. She didn't budge Maggie Leatherman and bounced off of her and got called for the foul to boot. Tell you, Maggie, teams are going to find out this 5'8 Maggie Leatherman is not going to be easy to move around. Maggie, a tough customer, going to play that post position very well inside this year. I just got a feeling. Yeah, I know it's a Balsa Tartar, but I still got a feeling. Jones on the weak side takes two steps and lays it up and in. Hannah Jones has 9 of the team's 24 points, and it's a 17-point lead once again. 24-7, 5:23 left in the second. Right wing, Meredith Clevenger. Up top to Moore. Campbell almost had a steal. Controlled by Cindy Kipp. And Kipp just inside the left wing arch for a deuce, 24-9, 5:05 left to play first half. Jones crossed the timeline, works it over to Campbell on the right wing. Parkey tried to get it inside to Leatherman. Too many hands in there and an easy steal for Hamilton. Clevenger down court. Baseline to Kipp. In the corner. Goes left wing now to Clevenger. Up top. Bruce tries a three-pointer. Doesn't get it to fall. Rebound. Lost out of bounds. They say Chillicothe touched it last. Micah Clark checks in. And Emma Lamer will set down. Both of them juniors. 24-9, Chillicothe leads it by 15, approaching midpoint of the second quarter. Hamilton up top. Hamilton has had the major minutes of possession minutes, but just hadn't been able to get very many quality shots off. Step inside, Parkey picks it up, picks the apple off the tree. Parkey picked it off Blackburn, said, not tonight. Lays inside, Jones doesn't get it to fall. Gets her own rebound, shovels it out to Clark. And they slow it down up top to Parkey. Left side, Campbell. Feed inside, Leatherman. Puts it on the floor, one spins. Bumps it out to Parkey, free throw line. Right wing, Jones all alone, three ball. No! Thinking about it too much. Loose basketball. Almost tipped back to Jones, but out foxed by Hamilton. Jones knocks it out of bounds! She hustled down court and swatted it into the wall! Hannah Jones, baby, just took Meredith Clevenger to school. Bounce pass inside, kicks it back out. Kipp will set it up now. Dumps it into the paint, off the glass high. Blackburn can't get it to fall. Pushing off is the whistle. From two-point range, I have Hamilton, 2 of 9. 13, second foul on Tegan Bruce, so that will bring in 13, Maddie, M-A-T-I, Maddie Park. There's two Parks on the team. I'm guessing they're twins. And this is Maddie Park, another sophomore, checks in. Campbell puts it up, draws the foul. Check it, they're not twins. Murphy is a freshman. Matty is a sophomore. Matty is in, so my apologies to the Park family. And that's the second foul on Clevenger. So Clevenger with two and Bruce with two. And Campbell misses her first free throw. Aaron Campbell at the free throw line. We'll have a second attempt. 24-9, Chillicothe by 15. They led by double digits since about 4.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Second one is in. Campbell makes one out of two for her first point. Chillicothe by 16, 3:29 left to play in the first half. Baseline left, Clevenger. Out to Moore, back to Clevenger in the corner. Feed it to Park inside. Shot drops in for Meredith Clevenger. Her second bucket tonight and draws the foul, looking for the three-point play. Fouls are even at, that was the seventh team foul now. Second one on Maggie Leatherman. 16 fouls on Hamilton. And the bonus free throw is no good for Meredith Clevenger, whose ponytail kind of covers up her number. Oh, nice feed from Clark to Leatherman, who was driving the boulevard. Laid it up and in. That's good-looking basketball right there, man. That's perfect teamwork. It gets no better than that. 16-point lead, Chillicothe. First field goal for Leatherman. Right wing, Park. Baseline now to Clevenger. Ponytail's almost down to her waistline there in the back. High off the back of the iron. Doesn't get it to fall for Mariah Blackburn, and then she picks up her second foul. So Blackburn with two, Clevenger with two, Bruce with two. Bruce is on the bench with two. Hannah Jones and Carly Gardner both check in. And Skylar Atkinson checks in for Hamilton, number 41. First free throw, it's a 1-1. First free throw is in for Micah Clark. 17-point lead, 28-11, 2:41 left to play in the first half. Two good-looking free throws for Micah Clark, and it's an 18-point Chillicothe lead, their biggest of the game so far. Across the timeline, right wing, Maddie Park. Works it up top. Looking around, pass to the cutter, Clevenger, tipped out of bounds by Clark. Harley Jones will check in. Clark sets down, so you have Hannah Jones, Harley Jones, Carly Gardner, Maggie Leatherman, and Jalen Reeder on the floor right now. Nice step around by Clevenger, but then Reeder knocks the ball loose from behind and does it cleanly. That's not easy to do. Chillicothe on offense, feed into Leatherman, just a little bit too tall, too high of a pass. She can't quite haul it in from up there, and a rare Chillicothe turnover. 29-11, Chillicothe leads it by 18, 2:05 left to play first half. They'll play two quarters of a junior varsity girls game. We're not going to broadcast that, but that's coming up later. Also have some special activities in between the games. Nice tie-up, Hannah Jones. Reaches in, ties up Cassie Moore. Between the games, they're going to have a silent auction of Chillicothe boys and girls varsity jerseys. Successful bidders can wear one of the jerseys in two games, one home game, one away game this year. And it's a way to raise some money, a nice little fundraiser. Harley Jones, top of the key, couldn't connect. Rebound stick back doesn't fall for Chillicothe. High rebound tracked down by Harley Jones. She keeps it alive. Up top to Reeder, left wing, Hannah Jones. Underneath, try to pass to Carly Gardner. Instead, it hit the rim, and we're going to have to call that a shot, a missed shot attempt. Cassie Moore, right wing. Up top to Kip. Looks inside, can't get it to Park. Puts it up free throw line, a little out of control. Carly Gardner with an easy rebound. And then knocked out of bounds. A minute left as Leatherman comes out and Micah Clark checks in. Minute left in the first half. 29-11. Chillicothe's looked pretty salty. And for those of you who are not familiar with the Dean's List of Vernaculars, that means they look pretty good, pretty tough. Feed into Hannah Jones. Jones puts it on the floor once, has to kick it back out. Harley Jones, right wing, doesn't get it to fall. Rebound. Oh, nice hustling rebound by Micah Clark in the corner. And a pass by Gardner, knocked out of bounds by Hamilton. Coach Smith shouting in the inbounds play. They put the players at four corners, and Micah Clark inbounds it to Jones. Up top to Harley Jones. Reeder goes left wing to Micah Clark. Feed back in to Carly Gardner. Bumps it back out to Clark. Shot wasn't there. Right wing Jones turns it down. Harley up top now. Back over to Hannah Jones. I believe they're cousins. A lot of Joneses in the school last year and this year, and they're all just spectacular athletes. Yeah, I'll use it. The other team's going to have a tough time keeping up with the Joneses. You saw that one coming, didn't you? Yeah. There's a whistle and a foul on the dribble drive. That's Skylar Atkinson. 7 seconds left. Hannah Jones at the line. First free throw is in. She's got 10. And it's a 19-point lead. Second one with 7 seconds left. Off the rim, doesn't get it to fall. Moore. And they're going to get a half-court shot off that hits the rim and backboard but doesn't go in for Cindy Kipp. We have played two quarters of basketball, and it's all Chillicothe 30-11. And we're back after this on KCHI.